Glad to be here for this last meeting, this last opportunity to be together and sit at the feet of our Master, hear of heavenly things. We're glad to have Brother Michael here to address us at this time. He's asked that we open his service with hymn 309. After we're concluded, we'll ask Brother Bob Wilson to offer the prayer on Brother Michael's service.
Our dear Father in heaven, thou who hast called us out of darkness into the light of thy presence, we're so grateful that thou hast brought us into this heavenly place that we can consider the lessons, the spiritual lessons that thou hast for us. And as this convention now draws to the latter hours of our fellowship together, we pray that thou'll help us each to draw from our remaining time the greatest and richest blessings that we can draw for the sake of being prepared to depart from this place and to go forth in the morrow to the toiling on that will be expected as we continue to walk in the narrow way, following in the footsteps of our Master. We thank thee so much for these days past and for this remaining portion of our convention, and we pray now that thou wilt be with and bless our dear brother Michael Balco as he brings us a lesson from thy word of truth, that we might be strengthened thereby, that we might take it unto ourselves and grow in grace and understanding as we seek to continuously do thy will. We long for the day when all thy children will be called home, and that thy kingdom can come with great power and glory for the blessing of all the families of the earth. And now we would ask that thou be with us during this meeting, and leave it in thy care and keeping. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, we're happy to have our brother Michael Balco from Orlando, Florida, address us at this time. He has selected as his topic tonight the administration of spiritual things. The administration of spiritual things. Brother Michael.
Thank you, Brother Byron. And dear brethren, let me remind you just how very much your brethren in Orlando do love you and pray for you. The administration of spiritual things. We have a couple of texts which we'd like to center our thoughts around this evening. And the first one comes from 2 Corinthians 8, verses 19 and 20. And we find these words, "The grace which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your mind." We have been given a charge. We have been given a direction in this scripture concerning admonitions, lessons this week, things that we must manage wisely during the period of time in which we were here. We had to manage our time this week to make sure that we were in the areas that we're supposed to be in, that we took note of special topics that we had a certain interest in, because we were motivated by the scripture, "The things which you have both heard and seen of me, do." And in 2 Timothy 3:14, "But continue in the things which thou hast learned. For God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." And in Acts 6:4, "But we give ourselves continually in prayer and praise in the ministry of the word." We can see just from these few scriptures how they all centered in this whole heart giving of ourselves to the cause of truth and righteousness. And so we go on with this giving throughout our Christian walk in this narrow way. And we do desire to give our all, to administer these things in the way that is shown to us by our loving Heavenly Father through the gift of His only begotten Son, who also had that heart's desire to give His all, and He did so faithfully. We're also told in 1 Timothy 4:15 that we should meditate upon these things and to give yourself wholly unto them, that by profiting they may appear in all things. There's another reference to this administration of spiritual things that is found in 1 Corinthians 12:5 and also 2 Corinthians 9:1-15. A beautiful study in these scriptures. In verse 11 of that ninth chapter of 2 Corinthians, And think of this week, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which would cause us through his giving thanks to give thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service. It not only would supply the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many to give thanksgiving unto God. And certainly, other words of Paul that were spoken in this letter to his brethren at Corinth, it's superfluous for me to write to them because of the word that was spoken to them on an earlier time, at an earlier time, and it was well received. And he felt that they had certainly demonstrated great zeal and determination to fulfill the things that he had preached to them. But he had at the same time a desire that this zeal would not fade away when he was not in their company, but that it would continue and that it would stay very strong with them. And isn't this the same feeling, the same desire that each one had in coming here? We had a zeal, a desire to attend this convention. We had great anticipation of this week, that we would have manifested the fruits of the Spirit. We knew if we came here, we would see demonstrated brotherly kindness, love, patience, gentleness, a sharing in that common spirit of at oneness with our dear Lord. We had the theme text to build ourselves up in this most holy faith. And with that in our minds, we came here with that heart's desire to sit at the feet of Jesus, to learn more of His ways. And then in turn, that desire was based upon to be pleasing in His sight, to be a pleasing, loving child of God. So we should ask the question today, on our last day of convention, have you been building yourselves up in this most holy faith? Have you been taking these words in, and do you plan then when you leave this convention, as we sang in the song, to the work, when you go back out to your homes, when you travel away from this convention, are you taking something with you that you can use in your daily life to improve your desire, your walk, your desire to do God's will? We were told this week to look in the mirror, to use self-examination, and which starts here. I look at myself. I look at my dedication. I look at my love for the brethren. I look at ways to be used in His service. We had the children singing songs about the mind, the eyes, the feet, all these they gave to the Father, tenderly, lovingly. We have to have that same disposition, willing to give our all to Him. We have had beautiful words spoken along the lines of this love, this, and also words that were spoken of the agape love. The beautiful presentation that we had, that we can see these things and learn not only from the spoken word, but from seeing the beauty of God's creation. And also, filling that love that we have one for another. A real love, an ever-abiding love. There are scriptures along these lines, of course. Matthew 5:44, Luke 6:27. Beautiful expressions of love. We have also been told from Colossians 3:15 that if we have this love, then that peace of God will rule our hearts. We hope that we can strengthen your minds as you prepare to leave and go on, that you can continue to be built up in the things that we need to be built up in, that our new minds can be strong, and that they can overcome the weakness of the flesh. Weaknesses that we have to be fighting against. The flesh's resistance to sacrifice. And that we can continue to lay hold upon these precious promises and to be firm in our stand. And again, for the cause of truth and righteousness. Certainly we are talking about patiently waiting for the consummation of our hope. Putting all these things into practice for that joy that is set before us. The joy of being in the actual presence with the Heavenly Father. Of seeing the Master face to face. Of seeing Him as He is. All of these precious promises that we have made our own, but we must go on and continue to have it so. Again, to be also in the presence of the glorified Son, the risen saints, and then having a part in that work of restoring and resurrecting to perfect life here on earth, whosoever will be of a grateful mind and heart and show obedience, even that obedience as the church has shown. I love Thee, Father. Show me Thy ways. Teach me Thy ways. Lead me in the path of righteousness until my cup would be overflowing. These are those who, in good faith and honest hearts, of course, we know those words apply to the church, the called out ones, the 144,000. Those who have entered in a covenant relationship with Him, that they would, having heard this word, keep it and bring forth that fruit with patience. And again, with the other fruits and graces of the Holy Spirit that have to be blended together. They are the called of God all down through the long years of this gospel age. And the Lord has been diligently seeking them out. Who have that ear to hear, that listening ear. We heard an expression of our brethren from Nigeria. They heard this word and it was so different. And they turned their backs on that was there before. We have done that. And our hearts are filled with joy when we hear these beautiful expressions of love and devotion and eyes of understanding being open and seeing that Word of God. They are the poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They are those who mourn, but they shall be comforted. They are the meek of this world, but they shall inherit the earth. They are those, again, who hunger and they thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. They are the merciful, and they shall obtain mercy. They are the pure in heart, and they shall see God. They have been invited to partake of these things, to have the Holy Spirit, begotten of that wonderful Holy Spirit, to this glorious hope, because they are desiring to not walk after the flesh, but the Spirit. They are God's elect. And they are strengthened by words such as we have in Romans 8:34. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And so we go on each day with these words, knowing that we have our wonderful Heavenly Father with us, guiding us, protecting us, giving us strength day by day. And then in turn, He wants us to develop more of that honesty of heart and go on to fulfill our vows of that full consecration to the Heavenly Father. Again, words from Colossians 3:1, and really 3:1-7. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ would sit on the right hand of God. And as we seek these things, we are reminded that this seeking, it's an activity. It took us an effort to come here, no matter how we arrived here. But when we got here, that was forgotten. Now our activity when we came and all this week was feeding on His Word. Because this activity, that study, that conversation, that sweet fellowship, the Bible studies, the comments out in the hall, in the lobby about this scripture that touched your heart, or that feeling that you had, or this joy that came to your heart this week. This is all part of keeping our spiritual body strong, our minds alert and tuned to receive the Heavenly Father's promises, His instruction, that we can indeed strive to feed on His Word. This meet in due season. We heard beautiful expressions of thanksgiving, of thankfulness to God for how I got the truth. Again, in this front row. When you leave, will you recall those beautiful expressions that you heard? Because all of these voices join together and they bring beautiful praise to the Heavenly Father's name. We have been invited this week to feed on the finest of the wheat from the Lord's special storehouse. It is that way when we come to convention. We are expecting to be built up, to be nourished, to have a vital spirit. The Holy Spirit really is the energizing source in this. And our minds should be built up to overflowing. And again, there's also love. It's the key link. It's the connection that we have. And then again, that makes us go on to more things. It causes us to go on with a willingness to sacrifice, to go on and take these things that we learn to further obedience and an obedient spirit. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of this earth. When you came here this week, were you able to leave worldly cares behind? Were you able to meditate on His Word? This is the mind that we have to have in us, to set our affections on Him. And if we have done this, have been filled with these good things from the Holy Scriptures and the sweet fellowship and blessings that we have, it'll cause us to redouble our efforts as we leave here in the days ahead, which we do not know how many more we have to go on in this narrow way. But to go on ahead in these days that we have and have been privileged to share this week, that we want to go on and be more like the dear Master. It inspires us to go on, to grasp hold of those joys set before us. Again, to Him that overcometh will I grant to sit in my throne. This is a powerful incentive, a motivation for us to go on to faithfulness. We had lessons in faith. And so that we can go on when we leave this place and wake up with that great joy in the morning as we see it contrasted with the darkness in the world, the lack of understanding, the lack of compassion, the lack of zeal, the lack of hope. We have all these things. We also have the assurance that the Heavenly Father knows what is best for us. As Brother George Paces was saying, a couple of topics on a certain subject. Both brothers live far away. They prepare the same type. Not by coincidence. The Heavenly Father knew that some of us, many of us, all of us, we're not sure, but we know that this message was needed. And He will indeed provide all that is needed for us. He will provide us also tests of patience and devotion because they're essential to prepare us for that place with Jesus. And so our hearts are motivated. And our hearts, our loving hearts say, be calm and sing to His will. All of His divine appointments are best. I have given up my will to do the will of my Father. I gladly render these things a living sacrifice as I've seen my Heavenly Father give with His only begotten Son. I gladly give my all to Him. And then it inspires us even further throughout the time that we're away from convention or we're isolated. We don't even have the privilege of meeting in a group of two, three, four. That I would take up my cross and follow Him. Matthew 16:24. And so because we love to do His will, we love His Word, it is our life. These are words of life to us. And these words of life convey the terms upon which we may gain life and become joint heirs with Him. And we know the terms. Self-denial, cross-bearing, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And we want to walk in His footsteps, sacrifice time, self, again, selfish interest, to do His will, come what may. Totally use, all consumed in this service. This was true of our Lord Jesus, our head, and it must be of necessity true of the body. We had the expressions of walking. Walking worthy of the Lord. Walking circumspectly with our eyes wide open. We're seeing what is taking place. Our paths have been set upon the solid ground, that solid rock, our Lord. The disciples that followed Him. Every word that would proceed out of the mouth of the Heavenly Father. We're walking in the Spirit. And in Isaiah 40:31, we're walking and we're striving not to faint. And if we do become weary in our minds, we know that we become weary in our bodies. But that was not promised that we would be, continue to be strong in our bodies. We have given up those bodies. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. But you know, at the same time, we have that loving, tender, kind face of the Master there to help us. The Heavenly Father there to provide that providential care and overruling for all of the interests, for our highest welfare. And we also walk with support and help from our dear brethren. And when we get this help and support from one another, not only, of course, at a convention, in our daily lives, in our ecclesia, through our phone calls, our card messages, I think the Father's expression, when he sees these things taking place, when he sees sincere heart desires being worked out, being used in daily service and sacrifice, the words are shown to us in 2 John 4. I rejoice greatly that I would find my children walking in the truth. Walking in the truth. For they are striving to keep their heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Striving to keep ourselves pure, our thoughts, our motives, our actions. Again, Solomon tells us these are the issues of life at Proverbs 4:23. Whose hearts are filled with love, because out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So we have to go on in our Christian lives to do these things that we know that we should be doing. Not hollow words that we've heard spoken this week, but words that came from a loving heart of the speaker. Even as we had the wonderful examples of Paul, who again said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Certainly we're talking about being a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about sacrificing. You know, our sacrifice to God is rendered to Him day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, and rendered to Him in every opportunity that is given to us. Perhaps you say, well, my sacrifice is a little one. There's nothing I can really do. But these little sacrifices, whether it's a kind word, a comment, a loving meditation of one's heart in prayer and thanksgiving to God, they are all-consuming and all-burning until there is nothing more to be consumed. And then we will have reached the end of our course. Again, the Heavenly Father is certainly patient toward us. He gives us time to accomplish this work of sacrificing. Again, He goes on and helps us as we give up our will. Again, must be slain, being submissive to Him. And again, we ask another question. Are we considering Jesus in our daily lives? Much easier to do here with hundreds of those who are walking this narrow way together with you, who have the same aims, hopes, heart desires. Harder when we leave and go about our daily lives experiences. Are we laying our all upon that altar? It must be so. Nothing short of it would please God. For this one thing I do. Again, the example of Apostle Paul as he turned his back, laid the cares of the world aside. All the things of the world that were offered to him. And he endured all things in the Christian way because he was determined to serve the Lord, the cause of truth and righteousness, come what may, no matter what earthly consequences there would be. But he followed the scripture from Matthew 6:25, and also verse 31, but commit all of your interests to God and wholly resolve to be obedient to Him to the extent of your ability. And then realize the divine care which is over all creation to be especially over us because we have come into a special relationship with Him. And here is a lesson that we have learned. It is a lesson of trust. Each day we read the morning resolve. Faith can firmly trust Him come what may. Not just words that we do, just a ceremony type thing. These are words that we have to grasp hold of and use them. Because I trust in the mercy of God forever. Psalm 56:4. In God I have put my trust. Blessed is the man who trusteth in Thee. My fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Proverbs 3:5. Our powerful and wise God. We heard just this afternoon about the wisdom that cometh from above. Pure, peaceable. The Heavenly Father has helped us to understand these things, that we can go on and trust in Him. And that is indeed a further evidence of our consecration to Him. An evidence of those who had fully consecrated themselves to do God's will. We had it earlier this week, symbolized by the water immersion. We had our three dear brethren symbolized. Because they said, in Thee do I trust. I have heard the word of truth. This is the gospel of my salvation. Yes, I believe. And yes, I am sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I have God's influence and power working out in my heart and in my mind. I am building myself up in the most holy faith. I have joy, I have peace, I have love. Let me use it in Thy ways, O Father. Let me be swift on errands for Thee. Let me serve Thee come what may. Let me strive to go on through my experiences. And when we have trials and experiences, and certainly we will, as we go out into this world, and they will have an effect on us also. They will help with that molding and shaping and chiseling process that must take place within each of us. If we are to be fitted and then built up in that holy temple in heaven, and then the restored world of mankind passes through that, up the highway of holiness, to have that love also for God. These experiences will cause us to be a little more humble before the Lord, causing us to go to the throne of heavenly grace to remember Him, to call upon the Heavenly Father for help in time of need, to give thankfulness to Him that we are indeed covered under His robe of righteousness, the dear sons, that we want to go on to conduct ourselves in a loving way with those that we come in contact with, and also to be merciful, treating others in the way that we wish to be treated, and to maintain this position of humility before God, to live honestly, to live with justice, to go on again, realizing that we have that wonderful love of God with us. And in Galatians 2:20, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself a ransom for all. And 2 Corinthians 2:15, for ye are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. And so as our Lord was in this day, rendering obedience day by day, we must also do this. So may these precious promises that we have heard throughout this week cheer us in every dark and trying hour as we press on in this narrow way, until indeed our eyes have seen the King in His beauty, and enter in these joys of the Lord, these treasures which are laid up in heaven. For as it says in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Because it is this Spirit that we have that beareth witness, and this Spirit is the truth. So, dear ones, our closing thoughts and our prayer for you, in the days ahead until we are able to meet again, let us all examine ourselves. Let every man prove his own work. And let him have this rejoicing in the Heavenly Father for his loving kindness before our eyes. And we have desire to walk in his truth. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art my God and my salvation. On thee do I wait. Amen.
Thank you very much, Brother Michael. Well, friends, we have an awful lot to take with us from this convention, as Brother Michael has pointed out. A lot of encouragement, a lot of building up this week. And we can rejoice together and give thanks for the many blessings that we've had from the platform and from our personal fellowship. And we'll ask Brother Michael to ask a prayer to conclude this service and also a prayer on our Melodies of Praise.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, thou giver of every good and perfect gift, hallowed be thy most holy name. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful for the bountiful blessings that thy hands have provided for us from this rich storehouse of the Holy Scriptures throughout this week. We thank thee for the love that has been shown to us by the dear ones here, the love that has been showered upon us through thee. We thank thee so much, Father, for this love and for the gift of the only begotten Son, as we realize that through whom are all things made possible. We thank thee for his life's example unto us, how he so beautifully did thy will in all things. Help us in this walk that we can walk in his footsteps and walk faithfully and humbly, reverently. We can go on in our lives in a prayerful, praising attitude, praising thy name for the many blessings and the help and comfort that thou hast given to us. We ask a blessing on each one bowed here before thee, and we also ask a blessing that those may be traveling to their homes, those who are unable to attend this convention, that your children throughout the world that are striving to do thy will, we do love them. Help us again to show forth this love to thee, to each other also. We now commit all thy care, Father, and further interest of this evening in thy care and keeping, praising thee and thanking thee for all things. We do pray through the name and merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen.